Listen to Today with Sean O'Rourke with the RTE Radio Player.
Welcome back to Glenties, and of course a famous son of this town tasted glory again on Sunday when Donegal beat Monaghan in the Ulster football final. I caught up with Donegal manager Jim McGuinness yesterday just before his other sporting concern, Celtic, beat Reykjavik in the Champions League. Now Jim said, or had said after winning the Ulster Championship in Clonus on Sunday, that this was the most important championship that he had won with Donegal. I asked him first how he could say this, given that Donegal had actually won an All-Ireland in 2012.
I suppose it's important to put these things into context, Sean. I suppose last year we had a very difficult year. And, a lot of people suggested that we had run our course and that we were burnt out and that we didn't, I suppose, have the heart or the stomach for it anymore. And there was a lot of things said about the group and a lot of things mentioned about the players and the players' character. And I suppose the only way we could have corrected that was to get back to where we were on Sunday, and that was to a provincial final and try and win it. And that was what we were very adamant to do from very early in the season.
Do you specialise in turning hurt to your advantage?
No, we try to specialise in winning games, no matter what it takes to do that. And every game's different, and you know, the variables are different, the opposition are different, and it's a challenge. And that's, I suppose, the enjoyable part of the job, to be honest with you. And we just work off that, really, and try and prepare as best we can. That's a big one for me, anyway. And I felt coming into the game on Sunday that our preparations were very good. You know, things had run smoothly. We had a full hand to pick from for the first time, and the players that were available were fit as well off the bench. So that was positive for us. And, you know, if you've got the preparation under your belt, it doesn't guarantee anything, but it's still a good place to come in, and that's what happened on Sunday.
When you have won the All-Ireland and then you had won two Ulster Championships together prior to last year, how hard is it to try and lift guys again to get the best out of them, to keep pushing them?
No, it wasn't a bit. It wasn't really about lifting them at all. Like, I mean, what happened last year was the Ulster Championship runs for 8 weeks, and for four out of the 8 weeks, we didn't have our hands on the players. They were back playing with their clubs in club championship, and in the process of that, nine of them picked up injuries over the course of them four club championship matches or fixtures over the four weekends. And that had a major impact on our ability to prepare for the games we were playing in, and also we were hemorrhaging players in terms of injuries. So it was like a double negative. And so, you know, it was more like managing a situation and managing a team at that point, and that's difficult. And as I said earlier, you know, if your preparations are going well, you know, you take confidence from that, and that has been proven. And if they're not going well and you're losing players and, you know, you're not gaining traction on the training pitch because you don't have the players to work with, that impacts on the players as well. And it's very hard, I suppose, to look top players and top teams in the eye and say, I'm ready for this challenge, when deep down you don't believe that you are.
So you got the preparations right again, obviously, this year, at least so far. But to be beaten, I think, as comprehensively as you were last year by Mayo, that must have been a hard thing to take at the quarterfinal stage.
Oh, very much. You know, I mean, particularly being All-Ireland champions, you know, it was demoralising. And it was the culmination of everything that had gone on up until that point. And, you know, there was a lot of things going on in the backdrop that just weren't conducive to us performing to the best of our ability. And, you know, thankfully, a lot of issues have been resolved this year, and the players are back and they're working hard and they're focused, and they're giving it everything, and we're getting a good opportunity to prepare properly. And I think that has been the significant difference, to be honest with you.
Dublin are almost unbackable, it would appear, for the Sam Maguire this year. What do you make of them? I mean, would you relish a crack at them? Presumably you would.
I know that that comment has been made, but for us, we've got a quarter final to play, and you know, without dodging the question, we never, ever, ever look beyond the game that we're involved in. And I think the day that you do that is the day that you beat. You know, and it's just very, very important for us now that we get back training tonight. We get ready for a quarter final. We don't know who we're playing yet, and we just prepare as best we can for that game. And if we prepare as best we can and work very hard in the next number of weeks, hopefully that will be in a position where we're competitive. And as I've said many times, you know, if you're competitive, you've got an opportunity to maybe go and win the game. And if you're not competitive, you're definitely not going to win the game. So,
but Would it give you further motivation, for instance, that none of the Sunday game panellists on Sunday night, I don't know if you were watching it or not, none of them even had Donegal in the top two teams in the country?
Yeah, well, I didn't know that, but no, that doesn't bother me in the slightest. No, it's not something that impacts on the group, and that's the key thing, you know, and nobody really knows what's going on behind any other man's dress story there, Sean. The key thing is just to be honest with yourself, be honest as a group, work hard, prepare the best you can, and go in and try and execute your game plan on the day. And regardless of people are saying that you're brilliant or you're no good, it doesn't change the dynamic. If them things are how you operate, that's how you operate.
Now, you talked about having people no longer injured available to you this year, and that's obviously made a big difference. But there was a tweet from Mark McHugh on Sunday saying he was absolutely buzzing after the team's victory. He left the panel. He seems to be fairly happy wherever he is, I think, in the States. But do you think he'll regret not being there last Sunday?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I suppose that's a question maybe for Mark more so than myself. You know,
Do you regret him not being there, for instance?
No, look, I mean, the inter-county football is very, very demanding, Sean, and, you know, if a player doesn't feel that he's enjoying it, and that's what Mark said, it's not the place to be, and that's been honest with you, because the game on Sunday was a very, very tough going, very attritional at times, very physical, hugely demanding from a physiological point of view, and effort and commitment and desire, and you need to be really, really 100% at yourself to be able to survive in that environment. So, you know, that's probably the answer to that question.
We'd probably have a chance in a couple of weeks' time, or maybe in a couple of months, Jim, to have a longer conversation. But tell me just briefly how the Celtic arrangement is working out. That's something that began last year and has now got even more intensive.
Yeah, it's been fantastic, and it's been, I suppose, a great privilege to be asked to work with the club first and foremost. And I suppose most of my work up until, well, for the last 2 years would have been with the development squad and developing players. And I suppose we've got more of a role now with the first team. The new manager's come in. He's very keen on the psychological side of things and psychological preparation. He's a person as well that is very driven and works the players very hard, and you know, he wants a high performance level all the time. So I suppose balancing that with you know, the ability to have high energy is important. So you know, the job of keeping players in check and positive and fresh is a very important one. That's what he sees my role as.
And no doubt you'll be trying to learn a few new tricks from him, perhaps. But coming back to the town from where we're doing the show tomorrow, your own town of Glenties, was it a good place for you to grow up?
Oh, fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. And I was up in the pits there this morning. The training camp started for the young kids, and everybody, a lovely day, nice and warm, and everybody's enjoying the good weather. And it would take you back to when you started playing yourself, and great times with the people I grew up with, obviously, and friends, and the players that I played with at the club, and great memories to have now.
Jim McGuinness, thank you very much indeed, and good luck with your endeavours on both sides of the Irish Sea in the coming months ahead. Jim McGuinness, manager of the Donegal football team, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you, Sean.
And that was Jimmy McGuinness talking to me yesterday from Glenties before he headed off for training with the Donegal footballers and then catching an early morning flight this morning to Glasgow to work with Celtic there. It's just 11 o'clock, time to go back to Dublin to the RTE newsroom and Brian Jennings.